Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. So can square pegs fit into heart-shaped holes? Well, this week I'm looking at three movies about, you know, oddballs adjusting their lives to try to fit into new families or relationships. There's an indie rom-com from Seattle about a middle-aged slacker caught between two beautiful women, an Italian drama about a bullied nine-year-old boy who explores 70s hippie culture, and an experimental Greek film about people trying to temporarily take the place of the dead. Your Sister Sister, directed by Lynn Shelton. Jack, played by Mark Duplass, is a depressed, unemployed, single guy stuck in a bottomless pit of negativity following his brother's death. So to cheer him up, his friend Iris, played by Emily Blunt, who is also his late brother's ex-girlfriend, offers him the use of her family log cabin up on some island in the Pacific Northwest. So he gets on his bike and rides all the way up there, but when he gets there, he sees through the window an attractive woman inside coming out of her shower. And after a clumsy confrontation involving a wooden paddle, Hannah, a lesbian who's just broken up with her longtime lover, gets into a drunken confessional with a stranger, Jack. So Jack is a lumpish, impulsive ne'er-do-well, while Hannah, played by Rosemary DeWitt, is a strikingly beautiful but acid-tongued, meat-is-murder vegan. But is there a spark flying there? Uh-oh. Sometimes things that happen in a drunken night are best forgotten in the morning. And then who shows up but Iris, who is Hannah's sister. Well, half-sister, actually. She's been through a series of relationships with guys with swooshy hair, skinny jeans, and hipsterhood written all over them. But might she also harbor feelings of her own towards her platonic best friend, Jack? So all these new complications are there, and throwing a wrench into them might mess them all up. Your Sister Sister is a really good, extremely low-key romantic comedy. It's mainly about the characters, not the plot, with most of the dialogue improvised by the actors themselves. Three of them work really well together, and Mark Duplass especially seems to be everywhere. I just reviewed him last week in another Seattle-based rom-com called Safety Not Guaranteed. Anyway, this movie's worth checking out, especially if you're looking for a left coast romantic comedy. Next, Kryptonite, written and directed by Ivan Cotroneo, who wrote I Am Love. Stai attento, non va bene sempre. Non puoi far di me ciò che vuoi. Peppino, played by Luigi Cattani, is a nine-year-old school kid in Naples in the early 70s. He wears glasses, and in those days that's enough to get you picked on by your schoolmates. When he plays soccer, for example, he's stuck being the goal post. So, except for his father, who works in a sewing machine shop, and his loving mother, he turns for help to his eccentric uncle Gennaro, played by Vincenzo Nemolato, who believes he's Superman. But things start to go wrong. His mom, played by Valeria Golino, discovers that her husband's having an affair. Instead of making a scene, though, she collapses and becomes bedridden until she gets sent off to psychoanalysis. Meanwhile, his dad is a bad father. He's out dallying around with his lover. And Gennaro, the Superman, is found dead. He's hit by a car. So without any sort of functional family, Peppino's sent to live with his uncle and aunt, one of many. They're Neapolitan hippies in the early 70s hippie culture there, who introduce him to their own world of bra burning, acid tripping, folk dancing, nudity, and mass love-ins. This is a nine-year-old. And the Superman, Gennaro, periodically makes comebacks. He comes back from the dead to impart words of superhero wisdom to the bullied and different Peppino as he struggles to understand and appreciate his differences. Kryptonite is a really great coming-of-age drama. It has a complex but easy-to-follow story with a dozen main characters, and visually and aurally is a fantastic feast of eye candy, including sets, costumes, and amazing, beautiful locations. It has a sort of a similar feel to Jean-Marc Vallée's Crazy. Next, Alps, directed by Giorgos Lanthimos. So something strange is going on. Why is a mustachioed EMT worker asking a dying patient in an ambulance about their favorite movie star instead of asking about allergies or past illnesses? Well, turns out he's gathering data for his second job, a private business where he and his colleagues, a nurse of the hospital, a competitive gymnastic dancer, and her coach, rent themselves out to take the place of people who just died or injured. This way, he thinks, their family and friends can ease more gradually into their new lives without that large gap of missing person.
Get out of here. Collect your things from home and leave. Go back to Toronto, go wherever you like, so long as I never see you again.
You're so controlling, you make me miserable.
I'm only thinking of your health, idiot. But I don't care anymore. Leave and then eat all the cakes and all the desserts you like.
I will leave.
This is a strange scene in English from an otherwise Greek movie. So they memorize pat dialogue, the likes and dislikes of the person they're replacing, so they can pretend to be the missing one. But the four of them have different aims. The gymnast yearns to leave the stodgy classical ribbon dancing and move on to modern pop sounds, away from classical. She likes Prince. But she's kept tethered by a cruel coach who says he'll break every bone in her body if she deviates from his orders. It's too early for pop music. Meanwhile, the paramedic is this petty dictator, a suspicious popinjay who wants to keep the members in line and following his specific power dynamic. And then there's the nurse who really just wants to fall in love or become emotionally involved, even artificially. And if it involves sex, well, all the better. So the two men want more power and control, while the two women want more freedom. Okay, this is the same director who made the great movie Dogtooth, and it shares a lot of its style. Stilted dialogue, long pauses, long takes, vainglorious adults behaving like adolescent bullies, and an unnervingly dated and outré look to everything. I guess I've adjusted to his style since Dogtooth, since it's the movie doesn't bowl me over like that one did, but it's funny and an amazingly strange story and characters that really grab my attention. So three good movies to see. Your Sister's Sister and Alps both open tonight in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Kryptonite plays the opening night of the Contemporary Italian Film Festival in its first season next week. For details, go to tcff.ca. Also opening is the excellent but heart-wrenching documentary Five Broken Cameras about the Israel-Palestine conflict from the point of view of a Palestinian activist in a small village. And the experimental Indian drama Patang, aka Kites, co-starring Seema Biswas. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and culturemining.com.